Blog Talk Radio.
The neighborhood you get is the neighborhood you work for. Hi, I'm B, and you're listening to the I Love Politics show. Thank you for tuning in this Sunday morning. It's the Sunday after the election of 2016. Now, I had quite a few people pose a question to me about the election. And the question was, what could Democrats have done to win the election? Yes, I do politics, I do praise, and I do productivity. But that's a political question actually takes a politician to answer. But from the perspective of a voter, an everyday citizen, because of that question, I want to talk to you about neighborhoods. Now, how am I blending in neighborhoods with voting? Neighborhoods are made up of people, adult people, children, elderly adults, disabled adults, working adults. And these people make choices, and since politics, power of the world, that includes America. Neighborhoods are about politics. And what happens in neighborhoods eventually is what happens in the country. Neighborhoods are reflected of the majority of residents. So ask yourself, what would a visitor say about your neighborhood on this Sunday morning? Sunday, November 13th, 2016. It's 1:30 p.m. Central Time. And today's show is titled, What Don't You Like About Your Neighborhood? That's an easy enough question. And undoubtedly, based on the election results, the things that people like and don't like about their neighborhood is reflected in the voting that was done. So what is it that people are seeking? What don't you like about your neighborhood, about your country? Now, I want you to help me out, okay? I want you to answer that question. What don't you like about your neighborhood? And I want you to tell me if you have solutions to your answer. Because I'm going to say it's time that we fix America. And to fix America, it starts with each one of us. And if it's going to start with each one of us, it has to start with our neighborhoods, where we live every day, the things we do every day. Because everything happening in our neighborhoods is political. And neighborhood ailments lead to constant deterioration that could go on for decades. When neighborhoods are old neighborhoods, they do not have to be deteriorated. But more times than not, they are. The older the residents, the more deteriorated the neighborhoods will be. Older residents who are retired or live off fixed incomes. So it's limited. Young people just beginning to raise their families generally makes little money, and they have more mouths to feed. And so their income is limited and what they can do with it. Generally, by the time people get into middle age, and I'd say like 35 through 50, they have more money to spend. They're making more money on their jobs. The children are adults, are close to being adults, and so the neighborhood changes because these are the people. And so in our neighborhoods, regardless of what neighborhood you live in, there are groups of people who live together. And in a lot of the communities now, neighborhoods, communities, and an awful heap of them, people don't know one another. Now, I recall when I knew everyone within 10-block area, both sides of the street, up and down by name. When it was time to vote, I'd make sure I made contact with them. We had city club meetings. We talked about voting and who was on the ticket and what propositions was on the ticket, and we voted. Because we knew we would have to answer to one another. We knew there were things that needed to be done. And the civic club had more power when the residents would vote. And so where we are today in America, an awful lot of people do not vote. Poor neighborhood when the residents don't vote. Now, when a neighborhood is poorly kept, it shows. And a neighborhood can be poorly kept because none of the residents know each other, and they should know each other. And I'm not talking about the neighborhood where there are high-rise apartments and one apartment building. Okay, let me put it this way. I'm mainly focusing on neighborhoods where people live from paycheck to paycheck. From Social Security check to Social Security check, disability check to disability check. Not necessarily minimum wage, but yes, paycheck to paycheck. And based on the income of the people and based on the activities of the people, a neighborhood may be poorly kept. And when a neighborhood is poorly kept, it shows in more than the physical appearance. A poorly kept neighborhood shows in how the residents treat it daily. It shows up. Things they do, things they don't do. And that becomes an issue. And that's things that can be fixed. And that's why I'm asking you this Sunday morning, what don't you like about your neighborhood? Most people in your neighborhood are paycheck away from an eviction, a foreclosure, because that's where we were in this country a mere 8 years ago. We're not there now as we were, but we should be doing better. Better neighborhoods make for better residents, make for better cities, make for a better country. So when people don't have the jobs they deserve, when they're not bringing in the money that they need with disposable income, neighborhoods hurt. And the result? People hurt. And when people hurt, people are not as likely to do their very best. Not that they set out not to do their very best. The settling that sits in, and it can go on for decades. Doesn't mean they're not working, because they could be out working every day. But every paycheck does not take care of every need. And so they just kind of shuffle along, taking care of one thing and then the next. Our neighbors may be in the country or they may be in the city. And regardless of the area, many neighbors are plagued by all sorts of issues. It has nothing to do with the color of the people. Just it has to do with the design and the characteristics of the neighborhood, and those things require money. Ask yourself this question. What don't you like about your neighborhood? Make a list as you work on this, because if you're interested, and this is the reason I'm doing this, because I've had people ask me this question. Why didn't the Democrats win? What could the Democrats have done to win? Like I said in the beginning of the show, that's a question a politician has to answer, but I do know that communities are the foundation of America, and communities must lead the way. And the people in the community must create a neighborhood that everyone wants to come home to. So how about we call it community building? Community building. Keep a simple list and keep it to the point about the things that you find in your community that you don't like. Use as few words as possible as you write down those things. Do it this way so you can visualize your goals easily, without immediate access to the list, so that you can see this list in your mind. Every ailment that's in your community right now has a culprit that's responsible. And what you're going to want to do is identify that person, place, or thing, that culprit. What is the most ready solution available to resolve that ailment, whatever it is? And be ready to start today and every day work on resolving so that you test and know your community is better today than it was yesterday. So if you take the time now to help me out, and if you don't mind your answer being shared publicly, let me know. And if you don't want it shared other than here on Blog Talk Radio, then that's the way it'll be. So, here's my number. I haven't been here a while, so I know I need to give you the number. 323-417-6838. That's 323-417-6838. Just answer the question, please, for me. Of course, you can have other input, but please give me the answer to the question. What don't you like about your neighborhood? And keep it simple so I can write down your answer. Okay. So let me tell you what community building is. Preparing your neighborhood, the residents, are glad to come home to it so that it's impressive when visitors come into the neighborhood and vendors. Community building is residents participating in physical things, in being things. Being means all these things I just do. It don't take a group of people to get it done. I'm going to do this. I'm not going to toss trash. I'm gonna set my garbage out timely. Things that just normal. If you have a civic club, oh, wait, let me go back. The one thing that every neighborhood, every community can do, the one thing, it's vote. And that's what's not happening in America. And because people are not voting, people are not being represented in Congress and in the Senate and even in the presidency. And when people are not being represented, their community is not being represented. Their neighborhood is not being represented. Now, for me, I distinguish in neighborhood and community in that I think a community might have a larger group of people than an actual neighborhood. Because sometimes the neighborhood just might be a little, that's really a neighborhood, the way the people that live there see it, the way it's designed. It might be a single street that run into an area, and that street in itself, it makes a curve, a few curves up in there, and it's a few other streets up in there. And those people use one entrance in and out, or two maybe, one in and out. And although they're in a larger community, they see their area as a neighborhood, because they know everybody there. Kind of like in your home, you live in a neighborhood, but you know everybody in your home, and you know more about everybody in your home than you know about people who live in the neighborhood, as people in the neighborhood know more about one another than they know about all the people that live in the community. That's the way I view it, but that's not necessarily so, but this is the way I look at it. So when it comes to community building, you want the best place possible. You want to vote. You want to know every eligible citizen in your neighborhood voted. You want to do what you can do to help the people in your neighborhood. So, if voting time is up on you, and based on how the polling places are set up in your community, it just may be that there are people who can't get to vote because they don't have transportation. Because transportation is a part of community building. If you don't have transportation and the residents don't, what's the mode? Do you guys depend on one another? Or left without? And if a person has been left without caring the entire summer, and when the election time come around, who are you to go and ask them to come in? Did you go vote? And they've been unemployed for the last 3 months, and you didn't even know it. So this is why I talk about community building. It starts with voting. Then you got to look out for one another when they're home and when they're not home, come in and out of your community. You got to know the post postal carrier that's there, the law enforcement that's assigned to work there, anyone who frequents your community, you should know those people. If you don't know the actual person, you should know the companies that and their, what their vehicles look like if it's something that frequents your community ongoing. You just need to know the building gives people an opportunity to know one another, to build a safe place to live, to be financially able to take care of not just their home where they live in and their family, but to be financially able to contribute to the community in some way. So you have to build these relationships. So community building is about building relationships, building job opportunities for people in your community, building safe conditions, parks, recreational places, clothes, health centers. These are the things that you must have, and these are the things that it's up to the residents of the community to assure themselves that they're there, not depending on someone else to do it, not depending on the person you voted for to do it, but depending on the residents to be sure that the persons that you voted for takes care of your community in the ways that they should, and to be sure that every resident takes care of the community in the way that they should based on the needs of the community. Now, every community does not have the same needs, and this is why you have to ask yourself that question that I asked, title of my show. What don't you like about your neighborhood? And then you said about fixing those things. It's real simple. What don't you like about your neighborhood? Because, see, the cult, the people or the places or the things that create a good neighborhood, bravo, they're there. Join them if you're not a part of it. Curated neighborhood, it's time to do something about it. It's time to bring it to a halt. If there are no jobs in your communities, where is it that people in that community should be expecting jobs? And then as a neighborhood, get together, know who needs employment. Get one of those retirees or student that works, that's working on political science or something to make a project of getting people employed in your community. You can do that when you come together. You don't have to have a massive number of people. You start with what you got. Just you today. Get you one other person if you can. If you don't have one other person you can solicit right away, then start to solicit a person to work with you. And when you find that person, y'all just take it one step at a time. And I'll tell anybody, the first community building project should be registering every citizen to vote. Now, that's easier said than done, because there are going to be obstacles in people's way that's going to prevent people from being able to register. But as a neighborhood, knock those obstacles out. Get on them, attack them, and rid your neighborhood of those issues. Get help from local business owners. Get help from your local officials, your mayor, your city council, your legislators. Get help. Even ask your governors and your Congress representatives for help for your community, your school superintendents, your police chief, You go to the people. If you have things there in your neighborhood that's an eyesore, then you figure out how to get rid of it. And if you have not a clue, then you go to a city official. It's up to you. Community building is about the people who live in the community and what their needs are. And giving the people in your neighborhood something to come home to. Find the solutions, recruit helpers, and start today to build your community. I'm right here at Blog Talk Radio, and I'm B. That's blogtalkradio.com/BEES1. And you can follow me on Twitter at I Love Politics. That's Twitter at B Says Politics. I also have a blog. And I have a website. And you can follow me on either one of those. Talk to me. Let me know what you think. What I'm doing right now, I'm asking for representatives from each state to join with me for community building. Our first task will be voter registration, and that's what we'll get started on right away, how to get the residents registered. Because working together, we're gonna, when it comes to voter registration, we're going to hear some of the same problems, and we're going to work out solutions, and we can share the solutions with one another to cut out some of the legwork. That's what it's about. So I'm looking forward to working with you. And I'm going to be back here on every Sunday for a while. And I want you to share with me what you've done the week before and what your plans are for the week coming. I'm B. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today, Sunday, November 13, 2016. Join me. Let me hear from you. Tell me what you think about today's show.